to notice the turbo lift,
Vader said. The Korovar looked at the floor.
My apologies, Lord Vader. I was fixated on investigating the devices.
Tarkin placed himself deliberately between Brachia and Vader. Are you saying that you didn't make the discovery on your own?
No, Governor, I did not. I was merely tasked with verifying a report sent to me from Coruscant.
Tarkin's brow furrowed. From Imperial Security? Brachia nodded.
From my case officer at ISB, yes.
Tarkin had his mouth open to pursue the matter when his comlink sounded, and he prized the device from its belt pouch.
We're at the building, Governor Tarkin.
Tarkin recognized the voice of Sergeant Crest. At what building?
Back at the Corporate Alliance building, sir.
You're not at the landing field? Crest took a moment to reply.
Sir, you told us to return here after we'd offloaded the devices at the Corvette.
Who told you?
You, sir.
Crest sounded as confused as Tarkin. I sent no such orders, Sergeant.
Excuse me, sir, but the order came by holotransmission from you just after we'd transferred the last of the devices you marked for the ship. Without the gunship, we had to commandeer an airspeeder at the landing field.
Who is with the ship?
Vader stepped in to say toward the comlink's audio pickup.
Two of our group, Lord Vader, in addition to the Corvette's captain and comm officer.
Tarkin felt blood rush from his face.
Sergeant, return to the ship immediately.
On our way, sir.
Vader looked at Tarkin while he was contacting the Carrion Spike's captain.
A second feature from the makers of the false holovid transmitted to the moon base.
In which I am now the principal actor, Tarkin said, trying not to sound too rattled. Checking the comlink again, he added, I can't raise the ship.
That happens all the time, Governor Tarkin,
the ambassador said.
If it's not the city's power grid, it's the communications array.
He glanced at her with his mouth open, an uneasy feeling beginning to coil in his chest. Fingers dancing over the comlink's keypad, he opened a second channel that allowed him to communicate with the Corvette itself and entered a code that commanded the Carrion Spike's slave system to prevent anyone from so much as approaching the ship. But the system didn't respond.
Nothing, he said to Vader.
Not from the command cabin? Not from the ship itself? Vader whirled on the ambassador.
Contact Coruscant by Holonet immediately.
She spread her hands in apology.
Lord Vader, Morkana hasn't had holonet communications since early in the Clone Wars.
She cut her eyes to Tarkin.
The holonet was destroyed during the First Republic assault.
Tarkin recalled. The relay had been destroyed as a means of disrupting Dooku's shadow feeds to worlds along the Perlemian trade route. His thoughts reeled.
Send a subspace transmission,
Vader was saying.
Governor Tarkin,
Crest said from the comlink.
We're back at the landing field.
He fell silent for a long moment, and when he spoke again, his voice betrayed astonishment.
Sir, the Carrion Spike is nowhere in sight.
Tarkin stared at the comlink.
What?
It's not here, sir. It must have launched.
Impossible, Tarkin said.
Where are your troopers, Sergeant?
Vader all but snarled. Again, the reply was long in arriving.
Lord Vader, we have a visual on four bodies. Two stormtroopers, the captain, and the comm officer.
Crest paused, then added,
Shot through and through, Lord Vader.
Vader clenched his right hand.
You failed me for the last time, Sergeant.
I get that, sir,
Crest said in a somber voice. Vader turned to Tarkin.
We sidestepped the smaller trap only to fall into the larger one, Governor. If nothing else, we now know the reason we were lured here.
Bringing his left hand to the brow of his helmet, he paced away from Tarkin and the ambassador, then swung back to them.
The ship is still in the Morkana system.
Tarkin didn't waste time asking how Vader knew that to be the case. Instead, he glanced at one of the stormtroopers.
The judicial cruiser at the landing field.
The stormtrooper shook his head in a mournful way.
Not spaceworthy, sir.
We've been waiting on replacement parts for the hyperdrive motivator for 3 months local.
I know where to procure a ship,
Vader said abruptly. He swept his arm in a gesture aimed at the stormtroopers.
All of you, come with me.
Then he turned and pointed to Brachia.
And you.
Tarkin fell in among them as they hastened from the ambassador's residence. Tarkin had his doubts. At Lola Seyu, when Skywalker, Kenobi, and Ahsoka Tano had participated in rescuing him from the Citadel, Tarkin had taken issue with the Jedi strategy of splitting into two teams. Surrendering group integrity for twice the number of potential problems made little sense, and that was precisely the way the mission had unfolded. Tarkin's general, Evan Peel, had been killed, and the rest of them had nearly fallen back into the clutches of the Citadel's sadistic separatist prison warden. Now, all these years later, Vader had split their forces, and here they were, allowing themselves to be herded at blaster point into the den of a Sugi crime lord, while the stormtroopers were elsewhere in Mirkana City, carrying out their part of Vader's plan. So Tarkin had his doubts. But with the carrion spike apparently in the hands of ships,